So in today's video, we're going to talk about how to properly do a biblical fast. I'm going to try to keep everything as simple as possible so that you can easily apply this as you go into your next fast. I do want to say that I believe that fasting should be a regular part of a believer's life. We don't always have to wait until our church is hosting a fast or we're doing some type of corporate fast together. You are encouraged to fast on your own, as fasting is a way that helps you to clear out all the noise that would usually be preventing you from hearing God. It helps you to press deeper into His presence, to hear Him with more clarity. And overall, it's a great way to just deepen your intimacy with God. It can help clear out a lot of that confusion if you're struggling with some type of stronghold that you just can't seem to break. Prayer and fasting, that combination of the two, can make a significant difference in the outcome. So let's get started. The first thing that I want to clarify is that in this video, we're talking about biblical fast, which is abstaining from food for a certain period of time. That is the way that's done in the Bible. That is the way that I do a fast. Anything else, if I'm abstaining from like social media or something like that, I consider that a consecration. So I just wanted to clarify that a biblical fast is abstaining from food for a certain period of time. Now, there are different types of fast. You can do a total fast where you are fasting from food and water for a certain period of time. And I know medically they don't recommend that you do that for more than 3 days, where you're abstaining from both food and water, because your body needs those things to survive. Now, you also have a partial fast where you're abstaining from food for a particular amount of time. For me, it's always been introduced as from the hours of 6 a.m. to 3 p.m. or from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. That's just the way it was introduced to me. I believe that you can do whatever times that you want, but for me, those blocks have just been consistent in my life and they've shown to be effective. Now, when it comes to the duration and how long you should fast, we see a bunch of different examples in the Bible. We know that Esther fasted for 3 days, and we know that Jesus fasted for 40. So the time can definitely vary. Anytime I'm going to do a fast, I typically just try to start out with 1 day if it's been a while since I've fasted, because I want to make sure that I can actually get through it and I'm not spending my fast just trying to survive and fill up my time. Because the purpose of fasting really should be to turn down all distractions and prioritize your time, spending time reading the word, praying, worshiping, and listening to God. You want to be using that time to press in. And I found that if I jump into a long fast without the proper preparation, then I typically am just trying to get through the day so that I can eat. So I really try to just focus on 1 day at a time. And then I work my way up to 3 days or for longer, depending on how the Holy Spirit is leading me. Again, I do want to reiterate that when it comes to fasting, you do not have to wait for another person to fast. You don't have to wait until a church fast. You can go and fast by yourself with the help of the Holy Spirit. And I actually enjoy doing it that way because I don't have a lot of outside noise from different words, because especially in this age, we have a lot of, you know, access to online sermons and different preachers from all over, which is a beautiful thing. But sometimes when we consume too much word from a bunch of different sources, we get confused on what God is actually saying to us. So in the times where I'm doing a solo fast by myself, I try to limit any outside sermons and just focus on what God is saying to me personally and what He's saying to me through the house of God that I'm in, which is like my local church. That way I'm not getting, you know, distracted, because just because you hear a word doesn't mean that it was a word from you. So we have to do our due diligence in making sure that the words that we're hearing is what God is saying to us in our season. So when it comes to biblical fasting, I believe that Isaiah 58 is a staple scripture that everyone should be reading, because it teaches us how to do a fast that pleases God. So I'm going to read that and then I'll highlight some of the elements towards the end. Okay, so Isaiah 58 in the New Living Translation says, "Shout with the voice of a trumpet blast, shout aloud, don't be timid. Tell my people Israel of their sins, yet they act so pious. They come to the temple every day and they seem delighted to learn all about me. They act like a righteous nation that would never abandon the laws of God. They ask me to take action on their behalf, pretending they want to be near me. We have fasted before you, they say. Why aren't you impressed? We have been very hard on ourselves and you don't even notice. I will tell you why, I respond. It's because you are fasting to please yourselves. Even while you fast, you keep oppressing your workers. What good is fasting when you keep on fighting and quarreling? This kind of fasting will never get you anywhere with me. You humble yourselves by going through the motions of penance, bowing your heads like reeds bending in the wind. You dress in burlap and cover yourselves with ashes. Is this what you call fasting? Do you really think this will please the Lord? No, this is the kind of fasting I want. Free those who are wrongly imprisoned, lighten the burden of those who work for you, let the oppressed go free and remove the chains that bind the people. Share your food with the hungry and give shelter to the homeless. Give clothes to those who need them and do not hide from your relatives who need your help. Then your salvation will come like the dawn and your wounds will quickly heal. Your godliness will lead you forward and the glory of the Lord will protect you from behind. Then when you call, the Lord will answer. Remove the heavy yoke of oppression. Stop pointing your finger and spreading vicious rumors. Feed the hungry and help those in trouble. Then your light will shine out from the darkness and the darkness around you will be as bright as noon. The Lord will guide you continually, giving you water when you are dry and restoring your strength. You will be like a well-watered garden, like an ever-flowing spring. So I'm going to pause right there, and I just want to pull out some of the key elements is what the Lord is saying. When it comes to fasting, your heart posture is extremely important. It is very easy to go into a time of fasting and go through the motions without actually having a changed heart. And so this is what he was talking about in this passage, where they were covering themselves with ashes and burlap and all those things, but they were not actually repentant in their hearts. They were treating their workers cruel. They were still, you know, gossiping, murmuring, and just having all this idle talk. They were not taking care of the poor. They were just acting very self-righteous, and that's not a heart posture that we want to have when it comes to fasting. We want to make sure that we're coming before the Lord humble in true repentance and sorrow for what we've done. We want to make sure that we are taking care of the homeless, of the poor, giving to the needy. That is a huge part of fasting that I think I did not understand before until I was introduced to this scripture and studied it for myself. But giving to the poor is huge. You can give financially, you can give clothes, you can give food, whatever it is, but just make sure that during the time of fasting specifically, you should be giving to the poor. You should be doing this at all times, but especially during the time of fasting. You also want to make sure that you're not complaining, murmuring, gossiping during the time of fasting. It's really important to just allow the Lord to purify your heart during this time. You don't want to be fasting out of your own, again, self-righteousness, but really depending on the Lord, coming before Him with a humble heart, coming before Him looking literally to be transformed, to be changed, to get to know Him, and not just out of your own selfish ambition. So when it actually comes to what you should do during a fast, the first thing that you want to be doing is all of the biblical foundations. Prioritizing time for prayer, worshiping, reading the Bible, and listening. Again, fasting is a great time to hear from the Lord. And so you don't want to just be having a whole bunch of stuff going on in your life. You want to make sure that you're having time to sit still in silence and listen to what God has to say. Often we miss what God is trying to tell us because we're so busy in the motions of doing everything that we don't even have time to listen. So I know that sometimes, you know, people work a 9-to-5 and it's kind of hard with your work schedule. So when I was working a 9-to-5, I would make sure that I got up extra early on the days that I was fasting before I had to leave in order to spend my time with God. During my lunch break where I would be eating, typically I wouldn't be eating because I was on a fast, and I would spend my time with God there. And then I would make sure that throughout the day I was just praying in the spirit. My job allowed me to listen to music as I was going, so I would listen to worship music all day. I wouldn't be on social media. So there are still ways to fast even if you have a busy schedule. But as much as you can, you want to eliminate a lot of the things that will be distractions for you during that time and focus on those foundations of praying, worshiping, reading the Bible, and making sure you're dedicating time to listening. The second thing is cutting out distractions. So social media is a huge distraction in our day and age. Now for you, social media may not be the thing that's pulling you. Maybe it's binge watching Netflix or your favorite series. You want to dial those things down a little bit during your time of fasting, because what happens is when you're not eating, your body is looking for something to fill that time, and you should be filling it with God. But instead, sometimes we sit around and we binge watch Netflix and we did not use any of that time to spend with God. And then we're wondering why we're leaving our fast still frustrated, confused, and don't know what's going on. It's because you did not prioritize that time with spending time with God. And then the last thing, of course, is giving to the poor. Make sure that you are giving to the poor during your time of fasting. Okay, so now that you have the essentials, let's talk about some tips in order to get the most out of your fast. Tip number one, set your intention before the fast. A lot of times we have too many topics that we're trying to get clarity on, and then we end up leaving confused. So to avoid this, before you even start your fast, set 1 to 2 intentions on what you want to get out of this fast. That way, as you go in to prepare your scriptures and as you pray, you're not spread out all over the place, but you can really listen intently for what God is saying. I do this by writing it down in my journal so that I can always reference it throughout my fast. Number two, write down any questions that you have in regards to what you're fasting about. A lot of times, again, when you're not used to sitting still, sometimes your thoughts can be all over the place and you can kind of forget what it is that you are praying and fasting about. So I like to write down a list of questions in my notebook that I really need clarity on so I can pray into those things and be intentional when it comes to my prayer time. Number three, set prayer alarms to help you to stay focused. You will be so surprised how easy it is to get distracted throughout the day and to forget to spend time with God, even though you said that you were going to fast. In order to do this, just set three alarms throughout your day that will just remind you to get into prayer and to get into Bible study. So you can do these at 6 a.m., you can do this at 12 p.m., at 3 p.m., at 6 p.m., whatever works for you. I typically do it during those times just because those are easier to remember and it's easy for me to just pause and stop what I'm doing and just get back into the whole purpose of my fast, which is seeking God. Number four, and these are in no particular order, but you want to plan your meals in advance. I cannot tell you how many times that I have not planned out my meals, and as soon as my fasting ended, I went and binged like the greasiest meal I could find, and that's not really healthy. Like when you're in a time of fasting, it's not just good for you spiritually, but also good for your body, so you don't want to be filling your body with junk. So having your meals prepped in advance can help you to avoid binging all this bad food right after your fast is over. Number five, and this is in no particular order, but I should have said this earlier, you want to find some scriptures that are related to the topic of your fast. So if you're focusing on, you know, getting relief from anxiety during your fast, you want to focus on what the Word of God says about anxiety, what His Word says about peace, about healing. You want to be speaking these scriptures out loud and meditating on them during the time of your fast because the Word of God coming out of your mouth has power. You can put these on scripture cards, in your notes. I put them in my journal so that everything is just in the same place when it comes to my time of prayer and fasting. Number six, focus heavy on repentance. There are a lot of things that are blocking us sometimes from prayers being answered. Some of those things are unforgiveness, which is a huge one. Forgive anybody that you need to forgive during your time of prayer and fasting. I will leave some scriptures on the importance of forgiveness in the description box below. You definitely want to make sure that you're forgiving anybody that you need to forgive, no matter what the reason is, because it's, again, a huge blockage to prayers being answered. Pride is also another reason that prayers cannot be answered, so you want to make sure that you're repenting for being prideful and humbling yourself. So ask God what you need to repent for and focus on that throughout the duration of your fast. Number seven, stop telling people that you are fasting. Fasting is supposed to be done in private unless you're doing it in a corporate setting. But when you begin to tell people that you are fasting, sometimes it can come off as prideful, as you think that you are more spiritual than you really are, or you want people to be impressed because you're dedicating yourself to the Lord. And God says that there is no reward for that. Like, that will be your only reward, is what you told other people. You want to get the fullness of what God has for you during your fast. And make sure that you're not telling people that you are fasting. Tip number eight is to write down everything that you're hearing during your time of fasting, especially pay attention to your dreams. Keep everything in one notebook so it's not really scattered. This is just more for organizational purposes and also being a good steward of what you hear. Number nine, in moments where you feel a leading to cry or you feel like an emotional release, don't ignore those moments. I know sometimes they can come up in the most inconvenient times, but in those moments, the Lord wants to release emotional healing for you, and you don't want to miss those moments just because they were inconvenient. So there were some times like I would be at work and I would just have this leading to like cry, and it would be so random, but like I would try to honor those moments and go to the bathroom and get out what I needed if I could. But don't suppress those moments, especially during times of fasting, because the Lord is wanting to provide emotional release for you. And number 10, the most important of them all, be obedient. During the time of prayer and fasting, God will release instructions, and sometimes they're not directly related to what you were praying about, but they're still relevant. For example, there were many a times where I was praying about business and God is like, okay, I want you to forgive this person. And I'm like, God, forgiveness had nothing to do with business. However, God knows what He's doing. And so you want to pay attention to those little things that He's telling you to do, even if they're not directly related to your fast. So that's all the information I have for you today. Again, I know it was a lot of information, but feel free to watch the video again and just write down some more points. But everything that you need to learn how to fast, you have the Holy Spirit within you as a believer, you have the Word of God, and now you have this video that can just give you some more practical tips. I hope this has been helpful. If you have any other questions about fasting, please leave them down below in the comments, and I'd be happy to answer to the best of my ability. I love you guys so much, and I'll talk to you in the next video.